If we're not already worried sick, we probably should be. Our economy's in meltdown, unemployment is rising fast, and then there's climate change, knife crime, and the rising pace of modern life that gets us all stressed out. But actually, can we find inner peace with the help of green light, a blue screen, some wailing, soothing music, and the scent of lavender? I'm at the University of Hertfordshire in Hatfield to try and find out where Professor Richard Wiseman has created what he's billing as the world's most relaxing room.
We did that by trawling the scientific literature on relaxation and picking out the key elements. So we have the green light here, which is where participants are being bathed in. The blue light in front of them creating a sort of solid wall of light, a bit like looking up at a perfect blue sky. The music that you can probably hear in the background there, very soothing. They're laying down, they have their heads on pillows, and those pillows have a lavender smell, again associated with relaxation. So the theory is that all of those elements combine to make very relaxed people.
I can hear the hiss of a smoke machine in the background too. What's that about?
Well, again, that's to accentuate the lights so that when people come in, they see this rather dramatic space. And so they're quite convinced that, yes, this is a space that they like, they feel at home in, there's no sense of threat here. And it's all about creating an atmosphere which hopefully will really calm people down.
Well, I've been here a while and the media hubbub's died down slightly, so I thought I'd take the opportunity of lying down on a lavender-scented mat and testing this thing out. I have to say, it all feels a little bit kind of like a 1980s meditation style with that kind of music droning on in the background. It's now starting to slightly get on my nerves, but that's not entering into the spirit of things, really. I'm bathed in green light. I'm looking straight ahead of me at a blue screen, which is supposed to induce feelings of a blue sky. I've got that sort of wailing noise in the background, which is continuous, apparently because sudden changes in noise tend to alarm us from an evolutionary perspective. And there's a hiss of dry ice in the background there. And I've got Professor Richard Wiseman, who's just daubed a bit more lavender right next to me, so I've now got a very strong scent of lavender. I'm supposed to lie here for 15 minutes, but I'm aware that I'm also on deadline. I've got to write this story up. I've got to put this audio package together, and my rival from the Times is doing something similar next to me, so I'm not convinced this is going to make me enormously relaxed, but let's just lie here for a moment and think. Well, I've given it 5 minutes. I'm supposed to give it 15 minutes, but so far I'm afraid this isn't working because I lay here and I just remembered that I wanted to write down some of my thoughts and I've lost my pen. And now I'm really stressing because I can't find my pen anywhere. It's not in any of my pockets. All I can hear is the man from the Times, the photographer from the Times, telling his reporter to look vacant for pictures. So it's quite hard to enter into the spirit of relaxation that Professor Wiseman hopes to get us all into. Well, I've been lying here for 15 minutes now, and despite the annoying music, I am actually feeling a bit more relaxed, but maybe that's just because I found my pen. I have also found, in amongst all this hubbub, someone who is genuinely feeling a bit more relaxed after 10 minutes or so lying in this room with all the lights and the music and that smoke which is now getting in my eyes.
Hi, my name's Toby Eliosman. I feel so relaxed. This is actually something that I needed, to tell the truth. Week's been busy, phones always popping off, emails.
And you've, in your normal run of things with your business, you've got 3 phones on the go, that kind of thing. And what's this kind of doing to your thoughts? Is it helping you sort of think more clearly or feel more rested?
Yeah, this is actually helping me process the thoughts. Even though I'm here in a relaxed room, it's not that the thoughts have gone, but it's helped me to process them, get it in order. So instead of in my brain, there's things everywhere, like there's always stuff all about, but now I can just process it so I know what I've got to do. And coming to think of it, I've only got 4 main things to do when I thought I had about 16.
So do you think this could work for stressed out executives and people, you know, with the current credit crunch, everyone's worried about their jobs? Do you think this could work?
Definitely, without a shadow of doubt. They should actually just put this in an office so everyone has the stress down hour or stress down 50 minutes so they can afford it. But yeah, definitely work 100% with the credit crunch and everything going on right now.
With all that wailing noise in the background, I was pretty sceptical, and to be honest, the smell of lavender only makes me think of National Trust shops. But after lying there for 10 minutes, my heart rate dropped from 60 to sort of 48, 49, and also my blood pressure was down. The scientists here are stressing these aren't necessarily massively scientifically accurate figures, but it shows that perhaps the most relaxing room in the world does have some small effect.